Hey everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Self-Help Center podcast. As always, I'm your creepy voiced host, Romeus T. Well, it's been a long time since I put out a podcast. We're going to see if my computer is working, and if it is, it will record something decently for a change, but if not, then you'll have the same shit-tastic luck that you've had all the time listening for the last year or so to this podcast. Where I'll break in and out, and it has something to do with my computer speed not being up to par, at least according to my brother, who knows more about this crap than I do. Well, let's get you updated all the way from today, which is Saturday, June 5th, 2010. This might be the most disgusting thing I've ever written, at least I'm hoping it is, because I plan on showing my blog to one of my supervisors at work because she's really been begging to follow me on Twitter and to read my blog. So I wrote this specifically for her because we had sort of this conversation where we talked about feces and how, or maybe it was panties, and how you know, when you've been dating a girl for a long time, you start having to do funny things in order to keep things interesting. She's like, well, you know, that's just tells you that that's a signal that you need to go get strange. So that was part of the impetus behind writing this story. The other thing was a friend of mine sent me a text message about salvia, and so I kind of wrapped the two together, and this is what we got. It's called The One... Well, I have two names for it. I actually enjoy this one, the name, this title, which I didn't put on my blog because I didn't want to be arrested for child pornography. This one is called Enjoy the One About My Attorney and the Albino Child Masturbator, but that's not what I put. I put The One About My Attorney and the 12-Year-Old Mongrel Child. My attorney called me yesterday in a panic after consuming a batch of 60X salvia. He was shouting at me about a mongrel girl he had seen in a vision. She had white blonde hair like an albino. She had an attractive lean figure, like the kind seen on a 12-year-old boy. Something was off in her eyes, though. It was in those large black eyes that the mongrel nature of her heritage shone through. Her hair was pulled back by an instrument of some sort, the kind of device that a 6-year-old wears to keep the hair out of their face. She had dark painted fingernails, the tips of which were exploring the tissues of her vagina by plucking at the meaty lips that sat just above her anus. The girl enjoyed masturbating for my attorney. She began her masturbation by spraying whipped topping onto her nipples and then deep inside her pussy. She licked her fingers clean after digging the sprayed contents out of her vagina with her black nails. He found the entire thing strangely erotic. She had the body of a 12-year-old boy, he screamed at me through the phone. You would not have believed the abs on this girl, he stated. Sometimes you can count their ribs, he breathed after gulping for air, because they're so extremely anorexic. Well, the kind you like are, I retorted. If she had the body of a 12-year-old boy, how do you know she was a girl then, I asked. I knew the best thing to do with a buddy tripping on salvia was to ride the wave out by asking him reassuring and rational questions. My attorney admitted that he could have been confused about her genitalia, but he was sure that if she did have a penis, that it was small enough to be a giant clit. He told me she kept inserting ice cubes into her anus and sucking on them, which she found slightly titillating, because he gets turned on by the smell of feces. I can understand getting turned on by feces. It's the kind of thing you do with a partner when you're trying to ignore the compulsion to get strange. You start off by wearing your girlfriend's panties on the weekends when you visit cuckolding workshops, and then you take it up a notch or two when you're zoinked out on E, and smells, even disgusting smells, start having this incredible erotic power for you. But eventually, even sniffing shit doesn't work for you, and you have got to take things up another notch by getting into cannibalism and necrophilia. And by then, you get to worrying about the police, and the relationship usually falls apart from all the paranoia. That's why I'd stick to Furious Masturbation, Salvia, and Motherless.com, he chided me, any day over a relationship. So that's our first test. We'll see if that works. Okay, well, I think things are going okay. The only thing is, I think you can hear in the background my fans, and you're just going to have to hear them. It's 90 degrees, I believe, in my apartment, and I have no air conditioning because I'm too poor to use the air conditioner. It's not that I don't have air conditioning, I guess. It's just that can't afford it. If you want, you can donate to me lots and lots of money. I believe there's a what do you call that? The PayPal thing right on the blog there. And you could donate money, and then I would use that money just for the air conditioning. I wouldn't even buy anything else with it, probably. Okay, let's go to another one. The day before, I feel like I'm in a, kind of a creative zen zone right now. Lately, it just seems like all the stuff's coming out is pretty good. You couldn't tell that by anything like my statistics or like readers or anything like that, but that's the way it goes. This was from June 4th, 2010. And by the way, if you're missing everything, you're missing like all the images and stuff that are posted on to these blog posts. If you're not going to the selfhelpcenter.blogspot.com and viewing this stuff on the interwebs as well. This one is called Christina Ricci still has a giant head, and Miley Cyrus may be a slut, but I'm going to celebrate my new reader, whomever he or she is. Isn't that interesting how we played right to the fact that I don't have any readers or listeners? I just got my newest follower on Blogger. That makes 26 people who read this blog every day. I love my followers because I'm sure they're just like me, sitting in squalor on a feces-covered cushion in front of their computer with their leg hopping up and down like they're coming up on coke or meth. Most likely meth, as we both know you can't afford the good shit. So what if if both of our breaths smell like Comet? Mine is mostly from this long-term experiment that I'm running where I try not flossing, and I only brush my teeth in the morning. And yours is from mixing bathroom chemicals in your bathtub and snorting the resulting compounds. I imagine the results you're getting from your white trash drug making are similar on the brain to the effects one gets from sitting in 91-degree apartments for hours on end. Only at least you get a buzz. All I get are sweat stains in my underwear that leak something awful onto the folding chair that doubles as my computer chair. It makes for a smelly fucking place to write, but what the hell? Like covering your giant forehead with bangs, it seems that all my plans are doomed to fail. If not fail, at least make me look like an ass that sweats the fact that she has a giant forehead, even though half the fucking population wants to use her as a personal sperm incubator. I don't have problems like that because obviously I'm a talentless schmuck whose 40 years of laziness and stupidity have finally caught up with them, and now I'm just reaping what I've planted, which is anything but a good time now that I can't afford ecstasy or air conditioning. I don't mind sucking, though, because sometimes I think that not sucking would suck. If you don't suck, then you don't have to spend all of your time learning how to flaunt your adolescent sex appeal to overage perverts who get off to your muffin puff and camel toes. You can't afford to not appeal to as many people as you possibly appeal to, because you've got hundreds of people depending on you for their dinner. I may be poor, but I can't afford to sit here and complain to you, even though I'm sure that the experts would argue against it, because any time I start sharing my life, you start getting depressed for me, and we all know how Americans hate being depressed. The only thing Americans hate more than depressed people are people with bad attitudes, or negative people with low expectations, or whiny, cynical senses of humor that suck the life out of the party that Nero-like is somehow still going on here in America. The place may be burning down, but we're still going to have fun. We just need to stay positive. The emperor may have no clothes, but any day now he's gonna plug that motherfucking hole. Either way, it's all good with you. I know when it comes to my new readers that I can get away with saying whatever I want. Otherwise, how the hell do you think I would have grown this motherfucking blog from nothing to over 26 readers in just 7 years? Bootstraps, motherfucker. Bootstraps. I got 'em. And I'm gonna start pulling these motherfuckers up till I'm sitting in the apartment on a feces-less chair, texting on my Droid 2, rocking Android 2.2 and a 1 GHz Snapdragon processor, and feeling the cool breeze from my air conditioner pumping out at me at a chilling 84 degrees. It'll happen, bitches. And then you're gonna be impressed. You're gonna want me to write my memoirs, which you promised you would buy for $16 each on Lulu.com, but which you still won't because your roommate taught you how to steal PDF files and save them to your iPhone 4G. All because you're like some kind of Apple fanboy who never learned that iTunes is a bullshit hippie Nazi scam that was probably instituted by Goldman Sachs and some sort of selling derivative scam that's too complicated for me to explain in under 2,400 words, and which you've probably read about or listened to on PBS's American Life. All you need to know is that the Jews did it. I'm sure of it. Just like the Jews keep me from getting my novel published and busted up my non-binding pilot offer from Comedy Central. All we ask is that you tone down the anti-Semitism. Even after the public relations disaster of attacking unarmed peace activists? Yes, but maybe you go roundabout and try masking your shit with anti-Semitism. If I could pull off that shit, would I be working in a grocery store, asshole? Okay, I'm not sure any of you got that, but that's okay. Let's see how we're running on time here. 10 minutes. I think we could probably do one more, don't you guys think? Let me pause for a second. I'm gonna take a drink from Bud Ice. Bud Ice is not our sponsor, so I can tell you what I really think of Bud Ice. Bud Ice sucks, but it is 5.5% alcohol, which I guess is double the strength of normal beer, right? Ah. This one would be from June 1st, 2010, so I guess we're going to call this the June podcast, and we'll end there, and maybe we'll do another one if I feels like it. If you've got kids, then you need to read this post. Oh, that's the name of the damn thing. Sitting in my undies and the house is 92 degrees today. In order to prevent dehydration, I've got two fans pointed at me, and I'm drinking decaffeinated iced tea. I have a lot of things on my mind, but the thing I'm most worried about is how the Reddit.com link I submitted yesterday is getting downvoted. Current status? I've got 3 downvotes to 1 upvote. No one on Reddit seems to get that my submission was a joke about time travel, which should play well with all those nerds and geeks that read Reddit. But it turns out that the geeks and nerds that read Reddit.com are just too young to get sarcasm, even though they've never known a life that wasn't distanced by irony. Whatevs. I am trying to decide if I want to take a shit or go get something to eat. I don't have to. I do have leftover burrito mix, which was quite last night, but I really want to get a cooler some caffeine. The drinking has none, so it makes the whole idea of eating leftovers unappealing. Another bonus for going out is that the temperature in here is super hot, and going out would enable me to cool off for a little bit at least, inside Whataburger's awesome air conditioning. I was supposed to go to lunch earlier today, but the whole world ditched me in favor of going to the welfare office or some such other activities, all of which included not hanging out with me. I wonder why anyone would ditch me, when I could enamor them with tales of my not finished blog post on Memorial Day. A post that I now have to backdate because I waited too long to start writing it. The post has nothing to do with war, but so what? When does any of the things I write stay on topic? I should run to the store and grab a Coke and eat some burritos. Then I could stay home and finish that old post. Not that any of you were waiting on that next post, so what's it matter anyway? I think I'm bummed out because way too much sweat is collecting around my rib cage, and I have a shitload of laundry to do. I should have gotten up earlier, though, so I could have had Indian food for lunch. I love Indian food, and I live close to the best Indian food place in the valley. I think I could live on naan bread alone for the rest of my life. If given the choice of just one food item that had to be eaten for eternity, I think I would choose naan. Speaking of hypotheticals, would you torture 2 children just to save 5 million people? Well, that's the storyline from the movie Unthinkable. Now, if I was an advanced podcaster, I would probably play the trailer right here, but I'm pretty sure I can't do that, so I'm not going to. But imagine that you heard a trailer there. Okay, so I've got to say, I think I would, though, torture the 2 kids, that is. Ironic, since I oppose torture normally on principle, but you've got to think if you do have actionable intelligence, then maybe you've got to torture. Here's how I'd do it. First, you split the kids up. Next, you take the kids and you take him to daddy. Shoot kid in the face. Don't even ask dad a question. Next, tell dad that you're videotaping this. Tell him you will show the videotape to second child while he's dying. Tell dad you will kill child by having him eaten to death slowly, maybe by a tiger or some kind of flesh-eating virus. While dying, the kid has to watch the tape of the father, refusing to save the boy. We promise to resuscitate the child as often as possible so that he could die several times. Second child would be watching interrogation or our plan for him. Bring the child in to show the father he's still alive. Offer a chance to the father to have him give up the information. If the father refuses, start the torture on the child. Tell father that we may keep him alive just to make him watch child die slowly by being eaten to death. We may kill him and revive him as well, as much as it takes. Maybe give him a few months of relaxation to get over it and start over. This time you do it with cousins or random children, his wife, any other family members you can find. Random factoid. If you Google how to kill your baby and get away with it, you will get no useful information. Somebody ought to fix that, and I think I'm the person to do it. Here's a hint. Don't use bleach. It does not get rid of bloodstains. Do not buy cleaning supplies right before you kill your baby. This is obvious to the police investigators. Also, do not Google how to kill your baby. This is also obvious. More hints are going to be on the way, so make sure to check back on this blog page as often as you can for updates. Well, folks, I think that's going to do it for us today. We're around 15:40 for the podcast. It's been a long time since we did one, and we may be just doing a few more. So, as always, good night, good luck, all that sort of thing. And we'll see you later, folks. This is Romeo's T signing off for the Self-Help Center podcast. Oh, yeah, and if you want to respond to anything that you've heard or read today, you could do that. You could dial 623-239-0852. That is my Google voicemail, and if you do so, we will play it on the podcast. Nobody ever takes me up on that offer. I wonder why. I think it's because you guys are cowards. I think you think I'd ridicule you. You know what? You're right. I would. But maybe you could just outsmart me. I doubt that, but you could try. All right. Talk to you later, folks.